This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, recognizing and appreciating your past accomplishments is essential, reminding you how far you've come and the challenges you've overcome. But if you dwell in the past too long, you can lose sight of the future. And we'll talk about how that pertains to the ethanol industry coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw delivered a message at yesterday's Renewable Fuel Summit in Altoona, talking about how the only constant we see in any marketplace, especially in ag, is supply and demand. And Shaw points out, if you look at the data right now, we're in a bad spot, even on a historical level.
I believe the data shows clearly that the ag supply is outpacing ag demand. And I think if you look, it's easy to see. Now, my daughter, senior, is taking a macroeconomics class in high school. So even she knows what happens when supply exceeds demand. Prices go down. Over the last 2 years, net farm income has dropped $90 billion. $90 billion. To put that in comparison, in 2006, the entire net farm income was $100 billion. This is big. The rural lead for the American Bankers Association say bankers feel like, quote, feel like they're looking over the cliff when it comes to the farm economy, as farmers have burned through capital and have started leveraging equity with debt.
And we've seen the results of what this situation has done to the ag economy. You don't have to look very far at all.
Now, what happens when farmers don't spend money? Layoffs at John Deere, at AgCo, at Kinsey, at Cargill, Atlantis Co-op, you could go on and on, even at the Firestone plant in Des Moines where they make tractor tires. Literally thousands and thousands of ag employees have lost their job in just a matter of months. Income is down because prices are down.
Shaw says right now we find ourselves in a time when corn is seriously outpacing its demand that's not ethanol related.
For the last four decades, corn production has been growing nearly three times faster than non-ethanol demand. On average, the U.S. farmers are producing 210 million bushels more each year than the one before. Meanwhile, non-ethanol demand was growing at only 55 million bushels a year. We have a demand problem. In fact, over the next 20 years, this could be a 5 billion bushel demand problem.
Shaw says that we cannot maintain the status quo and expect to create more demand. It's just not going to happen. We need to look to the future once again.
So the question before us today is straightforward. Should we ignore the data and just go along as if everything's fine, or should we confront the challenge and unite to find solutions? I submit to you today that the conceit of complacency is our dangerous detour on the American road trip to prosperity. It is not a pothole. It is a cliff without a guardrail. If our desired destination is fuels of opportunity, then we must beware of letting anyone take the wheel who only wants to look in the rearview mirror. On the road to the fuels of opportunity, sometimes we're going to need multi-state projects. These projects are often being attacked at the local levels without regard for their statewide and national importance. The rallying cry is often, you know, we need to protect the way things have been. But what is necessary to grow the rural economy over the next 20 years doesn't appear to cross the opponent's minds.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.